Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. And to do that, we'll visit with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Heather, it was a busy week on the road. The markets didn't have that great of a week. Let's start there. Give us the numbers. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Yeah, it was definitely not as pretty of a week as we would like to have seen. It looks like March corn and December 2018 corn both off a little, March off 6 for the week. December off 4 for the week. Looking out at the beans, January beans off about 4.5 cents this week. November beans off about 4.25. So modest declines there on the beans, especially considering how much they've moved throughout the week. And then if you look at July, Kansas City wheat, that's kind of our big hit for the week, off about 18.5 cents. Just not a whole lot out there fresh news-wise to really get this market jumping up like we'd like to see right now.
Yeah, it sounds like South American weather keeps grabbing a headline or two through the week. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, definitely South American weather is really important. There's kind of a general consensus that La Nina is in effect down there, which if you know anything about weather, La Nina is the bad one. It dries us out. So for the part of the country in South America and North America as well that grows grains and oil seeds here, we need some rain, and they are not getting it right now. There is some chance of rain here in the next probably 7 to 10 day window. It's kind of forecasted for about 20% of the growing area, which is well and good, but the area that's forecast for is like saying, okay, the Midwest needs rain, so the Dakotas and Minnesota and Wisconsin are getting rain. Well, that's great. We like having precip, but that doesn't help out any of the major crop-producing areas, you know, that band of Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska. So that's kind of some perspective on South America right now. The key areas that need the rain aren't getting it. There's little chances here and there, and that keeps throwing the market off. But what we'll tend to notice is Sunday nights, Monday volume, that really trades those forecasts and what is happening in South America.
All right, very good. Now, next week, I think it's Tuesday, we get another update, the World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates. Are we expecting any changes in that, Heather?
You know, not really. I think the one thing that we could probably see is maybe a little bit of a reduction in bean exports for the U.S. It seems like export sales are lagging just slightly. But that could be a very different picture in a couple months if this dryness pans out in South America and they don't have the bean supply like we typically see hit the world market. We could be coming back in April, May, and looking at then over and above U.S. exports than what we normally see that time of year. So it's a little early to really look at these export numbers that they could potentially tweak here and think that those are final, you know, predictions, but that might be the one area that we see some changes next week.
All right, very good. Now, we said at the beginning that it was kind of a busy week for you and the other ARC folks out and about, meeting with Dr. David Cole there in southeast Nebraska, and more perspective on that, and take what he said and give us how you guys can help producers do that.
You know, I think he talked a lot about the macro micro effects that the world has on farming, and one of the key things he was talking about, not just in farming but any business, is like you've got to have a marketing plan. And that the surprising number is only 4% of people have a marketing plan written down. And that is probably our biggest selling point, is we force you to have a marketing plan, we force you to have it written down, and we force you to execute it. And sometimes it might feel like it's against your will, but most of the time it feels like it's a really, really great thing that you've got going on. You don't worry about it after you get that written down and kind of know where you're going. And that was one of my key takeaways from him, was he's saying, you know, write the marketing plan down, write your goals down, where do you want to be a year from now, 5 years from now. So some really great words from Dr. Cole, and he's always such a pleasure to listen to. He's got some great stories and great life experiences.
Yeah, so just quickly as we wrap up, how can you help producers do that? What are you working on here in December?
Well, right now we're just working on getting all of our acres kind of at least as nailed down as we can get them right now for 2018, so we can start making some base decisions. You know, right now our pricing, we're only about 15, 20 cents off on beans from where we were this exact time last year, and we're a nickel to maybe a dime off of where we were this time last year on corn. And even though those numbers aren't pretty by any means, they definitely make sense when you're trying to look forward and predict where you can go in the future and get a baseline number, at least plugged into the operation. So we're looking at acres, starting some incremental sales and starting some incremental averaging right now, and just kind of kicking off our 2018 marketing season already.
All right, very good. Sounds great. Thanks for the information. Have a good weekend, Heather. Thank you.
Thanks. You too, Chad.
All right, again, we've been visiting with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, it's toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agrisconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a market recap. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.